Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Have Snap spectacles become stale? And why Snapchat's camera-equipped sunglasses might be in for a jumpstart.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So after only being available in select locations, Snapchat spectacles are now being sold online at spectacles.com as Snap Inc. aims to appeal to fickle customer tastes ahead of its big IPO. Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, patching in from our San Francisco booth. Welcome back, Georgia.
Hey, thank you.
You know, Snapchat spectacles were this newfangled thing. It was really cool for a while, but at this point, it seems like some novelty is wearing off. I say this anecdotally, but is there evidence to suggest this?
Yes. The price of spectacles has fallen from over $900 to about $180 since they were released in November. And so that is kind of one of the main pieces of data we have. So Snap is rolling out an e-commerce site, spectacles.com, so that people in the U.S. can buy spectacles online.
It seems like not only do people lose interest, but there are some mechanical issues as well. It seems like the perfect storm for you could see why things are kind of slumping here. Other than just the loss of interest, what other issues are coming up in terms of people and their use of the Snap spectacles?
Right. You know, some were really excited and loved them. Of the people who stopped using them, kind of their reasons fell into two main buckets. And the first bucket was they preferred showing photos of themselves in the content rather than showing their perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to take a selfie with spectacles because it's showing kind of what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. So that was like just a fundamental, like the product didn't match up with their use cases. But of the people who were potentially interested in recording from their perspective, many said that it was a cumbersome process and that was deterring them from using spectacles more, is they had to record on their glasses and then the footage transfers to the app, and then they would open up the app, choose from the app which footage to share, and then they would select, you know, that footage and publish it to their story. And many people said that that was just too many steps then for something that was supposed to be like in the moment mm-hmm. and fun.
Are they working to make improvements as a result within the device?
A Snap spokeswoman said that Snap is making improvements. So, for example, recently they made it so that the images that people share are crisper than previously. Mm-hmm. She didn't respond to questions about like the download speed and how that might be sped up, but she did make it sound like they're working on spectacles are certainly something they're still working on.
You know, hardware device issues seem to be popping up across the board. And Snap is really proving itself as one of the more ambitious tech companies, and it doesn't seem like a company that's afraid of risks. You know, it's only been around for 5 years, and a move into hardware is risky for any internet company. How have other tech companies like Snap fared in the hardware space?
Right. So Google actually has not had an easy time with hardware. They actually pulled the plug on their smartphone manufacturing in 2014, and that was just 22 months after they had paid billions of dollars to acquire Motorola. Google also, if you remember, had their Google Glass project,
sure.
which is reminiscent of
very familiar
spectacles.
Yeah. Situation, yeah. right, yeah.
And with that, there was a fair amount of public backlash that people were concerned that they could be recorded without their knowledge. And so I think for that and many reasons, Google pulled the plug on their Glass project. Spectacles, to their credit, they have not faced backlash over privacy concerns. And I think part of the reason is that they have this light that lights up when you're recording so that the people who are in the view of the camera can actually tell that you're recording.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells about the state of Snapchat spectacles ahead of Snap Inc.'s IPO. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for joining us. So, Georgia, as it starts marketing its IPO this week, it'll need to ensure that other, you know, its products like spectacles don't become this afterthought. I just wonder if that phrase, losing interest, is a dangerous set of words for a company like Snap right about now. And, you know, could that translate into people losing interest in disappearing videos and pictures? I'm sure it's a very edgy time for them at this point, looking at what they have ahead of them right now.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I think like launching into hardware is challenging for any company anytime. But I think for Snap right now, all eyes are on them thinking about what will their trajectory be? Like, how will they innovate from here? How will they grow? And so I think it adds an extra layer of scrutiny on top of their spectacles project to see it as an example of how Snap the company can innovate.
Mm-hmm. It's all eyes on them, no pun intended. Georgia,
yes.
Thank you as always.
Very good. Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. For more, you can check out WSJ.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.